Caleb Williams in the shotgun with a setback to his left. He takes the snap. He looks. He pump fakes once. Now lost it. Left side. No. DJ Moore's got it. Touchdown.
Oh, no.
And the Bears take the lead with a minute 43 to go.
And he wasn't just a little open, he was a lot open.
25-yard touchdown pass, and the Bears lead 30-27. A missed field goal, missed extra point. Two of them, right? Two missed extra points for the Packers tonight? Wow.
Sad Wayne Larrabee is one of everyone's favorite pieces of soundtrack from this season. It was sad Wayne Larrabee.
It really is great. And sad is that sad John Kuhn with him?
No, that's Larry McCarron. Rock is his analyst there.
Sad, Daddy's what?
Sad Larry McCarron.
Is he qualified?
And then we've heard lots of sad players and salty players.
It's a real dopamine drip, folks.
It really is. Sad fans, angry fans like the Packers fans. Not only fans, but angry fans. The Packers fans, the streamers who destroyed their equipment. You know, I miss that. Don't you? What if we went as high as we can possibly get on the food chain?
We Goody! Brian Gutekunst.
Brian Gutekunst. Is he the GM? Is that what he is, or is he the team president? What is he? He's the GM.
Ed Policy is the president, right? So maybe we'll tease that for the future, maybe. Maybe Ed Policy will about this Bears game.
If anybody knows Ed Policy, please ask him surreptitiously about the game, record it, and send it our way. But in the meantime, this is what we got.
In the meantime, you have Brian Gutekunst. Goody! Talking about all of this stuff, and guess what still hurts?
I know it's been, I apologize that it took a little while to get to this point where I was out here, but just working through some things and all-star season and whatnot. But with that, I'll take questions.
The injuries were what they were, but being up 21-3 at halftime, I imagine you sitting there at the Soldier Field thought you guys were going to win that game. How have you digested that since then?
Not well, but no, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, in every season there's successes and there's failures and there's disappointments and things like that. And, you know, again, I was proud of our team in a lot of areas this year. You know, finishing games is certainly something that we got to, you know, concentrate on as we head into the 2026. And that was one where I thought certainly we played very, very well in the first half and had a lot of things in front of us. And when you get in situation like that, you expect to win the game.
Yeah. Jerry, I love this guy.
Finishing games is something we'd like to do. Yeah, you didn't do it there. That's amazing. Tenny, you didn't happen to cut it short, did you? How are you taking that loss as time goes on?
Not well.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
I knew you cut it short. Not well. Might need not well to become part of our lexicon every once
not
in a while.
Not well. But no, I mean,
You don't even... I'm sorry. It makes me laugh.
It's not. It's nothing against any of the other teams here, but you never feel like, hey, we can't go win this game. You know, I fully expected where we were in the middle of the playoff game to win that game and be heading to Seattle and
Really needed that. Really needed that.
A texter says, sad Wayne Larrabee sounds amazing in FM quality. You're right.
I bet he does. I bet he does. Yeah, folks, we've gone FM. Everything's better. Sad Wayne Larrabee's better. Categories tomorrow is going to be better. I don't even know.
I mean, didn't we just kind of have categories with Coach? Coach categories?
Ooh, Lawrence, not into categories tomorrow. Okay, noted.
I felt that. I totally felt that.
How's categories tomorrow going?
Not well. But no, I mean...
haven't even started to prep it. What are you talking about? How's it feel when Speak says in the morning text thread, I've got categories.
How's not it? Well.
Oh, man.
But no, I mean...
Come on.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I don't know if people know this because we have the Score Big for Your Business contest.
Yeah.
White Eagle Auto Body. They were the winner.
Congratulations, White Eagle Auto Body, locations in Naperville and Oswego.
They've had their commercials produced by the Score, so this is going to be great. You'll be able to hear it on Super Bowl 60 this Sunday right here on 104.3 The Score. I love this for White Eagle Auto Body. It also takes us a little bit outside of what we've been doing.
I was just thinking about that because a couple times it was a restaurant.
Delicious restaurant.
Yeah, they brought food. So is White Eagle Auto Body going to bring like some parts, some fenders over here?
They don't owe us anything.
No, I know they don't. I'm just kidding.
Although, you know, if you do have some body work that you want to get done, White Eagle Auto Body in locations in Naperville and Oswego. They can help you out.
Yes, I think that's a great, great call. They've had their commercials produced by The Score. It'll be heard during Super Bowl 60 this Sunday right here on 104.3 The Score. Score big for your business. Sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. All Member right. FDIC.
Now, Tanny, let's get back to Gouda
Coots. Thank you. God's
I know that's where you wanted to go back to. Can we hear it again? Just the short version of him being... And how did it feel when they lost that? How does he feel now that they lost that game to the Bears?
Not well. Okay. But no, I mean...
We are laughing.
We really are.
He's actually a really good football executive.
How are you taking the realization that the Bears have the better head coach and perhaps the better quarterback than the Packers? How are you taking that, Brian?
Not well.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
I understand. If I were you, I wouldn't be taking that well either. Feels pretty good over here, though.
Brian, one more thing we want to ask you. How are the people of Wisconsin taking the fact that the Bears won the NFC North?
Mm-hmm.
Not well.
Oh, it's too bad.
But no, I mean,
it's too bad for them. I feel bad for some of them. Just a few of them.
It's nice to be on this side of it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Hey, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes and Whiskey Myers, the Southern Hospitality Tour with special guest South Hall. It's coming up on Friday, July 24th at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Be caller number 6 when you hear a Black Crowes song to this number, 312-540-0670. Be caller number 6 to that line when you hear a Black Crowes song between now and the end of the show.
What are the Bulls doing, and what do people think of what the Bulls are doing? Odyssey NBA insider and our friend and longtime Bulls reporter, Nick Friedel, joins us next here on The Score.
104.3 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 104.3 The Score. Thanks for keeping us the number one most listened to sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, your laptop, mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 104.3 The Score. We're live and local. 104.3 The Score. Hey, Score listeners, for all station contest rules, go to thescorechicago.com/rules. And good luck.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.